Anyway, on the newsmaker line, we have a former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr is with us. It's rumored that he may be making a run for the presidency. Congressman, how are you?
Sean, I'm always doing well, but even better, any chance I have to talk with you and your listeners. I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, Bob and I go back a long way. I got to interview Bob a lot when he was running for Congress and stuff in Georgia, and so I know you really well. I never knew you had any political presidential aspirations. Is that true?
Is it true that you never had any idea that I did?
Yeah, I had no idea you ever would think about running for president.
Well, I tell you, this is a very unusual year, as you know, just your prior comments about what's going on the Dem side. Several things have really sort of come together here, and I hate to use the trite old phrase perfect storm, because I'm not sure whether it's a perfect storm or not, but several things are coming together this election year that we've never seen before. First of all, with regard to my work with the Libertarian Party over the last couple of years, this is a political party that is well positioned in terms of its organization, the youth of its new leadership, and the issues that it's been espousing to really, for the first time, sort of flex its muscles and really have a legitimate positive impact. It's the only party out there that's going to be on the ballot in almost every state through its ballot access work. You know, the issues that that I've been talking about with the Libertarian Party, and if I were a candidate, would be talking about, are very mainstream issues. And added to that, Sean, the deep dissatisfaction across the political spectrum out there, but particularly on the Republican side, and the distaste for politics as usual with the two parties, and you have a recipe where a legitimate candidate running on the Libertarian ticket could really have a positive, significant impact.
All right, so you are considering it or you are running?
I'm very, very seriously considering it and anticipate making a final decision very shortly. There are, as you know, a host of very practical issues that one has to confront, family, business, and so forth, organizational, after one, you know, even if one makes the decision, hey, this is a good idea, the timing is right, and so forth on the substance. And we're going through that secondary process now.
And the Libertarian Party wants you to do it.
There are countless people in the Libertarian Party. I can't say that every person in the Libertarian Party, just like every person in any party, isn't going to support the same person. But I'm getting very, very strong national support across the nation from Libertarians.
And how many states do you think you can get on the ballot on? Do you think you can get on all 50?
We will get on. We're on track to be on 48, and we may even get to 50 this time, but definitely 48.
All right. Now you know what the next question is going to be, because and I'm on record. I've often stated my area of concern with Senator McCain. I do like him a lot personally. I really admire him a lot, but I have had disagreements with him. Anwar is one. Voting against the Bush tax cuts is another. I've had the Gang of 14 as a third issue. We've McCain-Feingold, McCain-Kennedy. I mean, very significant issues. I mean, strong disagreement.
Right.
But what are you going to say to people that say if Bob Barr gets in the race and you're able to pull 3%, 4%, 5% of the vote away from Senator McCain, and then that would pave the way and that would help elect either Senator Clinton or Senator Obama? How are you going to respond to that?
I would say the time has come for the American people to no longer have to feel forced to go into a voting booth and vote for the lesser of two evils or hold their nose and vote for somebody they don't really want to. America deserves better. Our system deserves better than that. And I would say also that I and a lot of people are very tired of hearing the Democrats whine about Ralph Nader or somebody else getting in and siphoning votes away. I'm getting tired, and others are very tired of hearing Republican candidates whine about a third party getting in and siphoning votes away. To me, that's a sign of significant perceived weakness by the parties, by the candidates for the two major parties, if they have so little confidence.
But you really,
in
you still didn't
message.
Address, but Bob, I've known you a long time. You still didn't address my question. If it ends up, look, the third-party candidacies, with the exception of Ross Perot, traditionally result in, let's say, a best-case scenario for you. I mean, do you really think that you have a chance of winning this election?
That is certainly a long shot. Anything can happen in politics, but the point is that getting in on the Libertarian ticket, having access to the ballot in virtually all states to get a message out there that the American people are receptive to and want to hear and are not getting from the two major candidates will in and of itself be a very positive step for the American political system.
All right, so you're going in acknowledging it would be extremely, extremely difficult for you to win, if not impossible, but you want to get in, and there are probably a lot of areas that I would find political agreement with you, but I probably on some social issues you and I would disagree.
Sure.
But if it resulted in you splitting, quote, the Republican vote up, and if the people that would be more likely to vote for John McCain, if you were not on the ballot, let's say you get 3, 4, 5% of the vote, and that paved the way for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, how would you feel at the end of the process? You have to admit, that's a legitimate scenario, Bob.
Well, it's a legitimate scenario, and it's one that it would be likely if I got into the race. What I would say is if McCain is not able to pull enough votes to win outright, shame on him. There's something wrong either with him as a candidate or with the message of the Republican Party that sufficient
people don't vote. Okay, but think of the significance of this. That means Supreme Court justices, you're probably assured of one or two justices that would agree with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You're probably assured that we would pull out of Iraq before we finish the job in Iraq. You and I may actually disagree on that, but you would ensure the higher taxes, nationalized health care. We're not talking about insignificant issues. We're talking about real, real significant issues. Both Hillary and Barack Obama would take this country to the left to a degree we have never seen before in our history.
Sean, I would hear those same arguments every single week in the Republican caucus in the Congress when I served in the Congress for 8 years. And it's the sort of philosophy that completely diminishes any philosophical underpinnings for a political party. Sooner or later, we have to put principle ahead of expediency. Otherwise, we are never, ever going to make progress on the agenda that Ronald Reagan put forward and that other true conservatives had. I think Americans are ready to send a message this year to the status quo parties and say, no longer can you count on we, the American people, to be able to buy our vote by simply telling us, gee, if you don't vote for us, even
well,
if you
there
don't
are
like
significant
us, the alternative is going to be worse.
Senator McCain's promising tax cuts. He promised me in my interview he would eliminate all earmarks. Senator McCain promised originalist justices to win the war in Iraq. He got away from McCain, Kennedy, and said he'd secure the borders first. Now, these are not, and he would not nationalize health care. Those are not insignificant issues. So,
well, they're not insignificant issues, but talk is awfully cheap. And when you look at the record of Senator McCain, there is not a lot that should give a person a great deal of confidence that he would actually do it.
I actually think I would disagree with him probably at least 35% of the time. I think fiercely. I mean, politically speaking, we'd be fierce opponents. And I was very outspoken against President Bush on a number of issues. But
let me ask
you this, because you've also been aligned with the ACLU. Do you think that's going to be a problem for you trying to get the Libertarian vote?
Because I worked with the ACLU to protect your and my right to privacy? Absolutely not. The ACLU and I disagree on a number of issues, but when it comes to protecting the rule of law in this country and protecting the privacy of all Americans, regardless of where they are in the political spectrum, that is something that I think is a message that a lot of folks will agree with.
Well, there's been enough positions that we disagree with. Where are you going to be on issues of pro-life and legalizing of drugs?
These are states' rights issues, Sean, and that is a strong conservative message. It's a strong libertarian position.
Right, so you support legalizing drugs?
I support the people of any particular state if they decide, apart from the federal interest, that, for example, medicinal marijuana is something that they have.
What if they want to legalize all drugs? Would you be against it?
Well, that's down the road.
No. It's not down the road. You're running for president. I'm asking a question. Would you think it's wrong to legalize drugs?
Do I think it's wrong to legalize any drugs? Not necessarily. What I am saying is I do think it's, at least at this point in our history, with what I've studied over the years and what I know of the failed war on drugs up to this point, that I think it's time that we take another look at it and we put principles of federalism, which for Ronald Reagan were front and center.
I got it, but I'm asking this specific question about your philosophy. So if a state thought it was a good thing to legalize all drugs, including crack and heroin. Would you support it?
At this point, no, I would not. But what I'm saying is these are issues that have to be studied, and the principle of federalism with regard, for example, to medicinal marijuana is something that I do support, and I think states ought to have the option under our system as was intended to make those decisions for themselves across the board.
Where do you stand on pro-life issues?
I believe that that life is the taking of life is wrong. It's a matter of homicide, and I, along with a number of other libertarians, are pro-life and believe that this ought to be an issue for the states, not for the federal government, but for the states to decide.
Look, the only disagreement I have with you is because I think there's a real danger when you split the vote. For example, I like the idea when Reagan challenged Gerald Ford and nearly won the nomination in '76.
And changed the direction of the party.
Well, and he gave a speech before CPAC, his no pale pastels but bold colors in terms of, you know, Republicans returning to their conservative roots. The only difference I would say is Reagan fought off liberals in his own party, and he didn't join a third party. Don't you think it would be better to salvage the Republican Party, which I would agree with you, has abandoned many of their conservative principles?
No, I came to the opposite conclusion 2 years ago after working in the Republican Party for my entire adult life, and I have high regard for the people and the institutions that I was associated with. But the Republican Party of 2006, when I switched over, and the Republican Party of 2008 is a party to me that has completely lost its philosophical moorings, and it is not going to change to go back to a party of principle. It's become a party of expediency and big government. And I decided, Sean, you know, with whatever years the good Lord leaves me on this earth, that I wanted to put them to better use than working with a party that clearly was not interested and is not interested in
changing. And if it paved the way that it split off a percentage of the vote and it paved the way for Senator Obama or Clinton to win, you would not feel the least bit guilty?
Would I feel guilty? Absolutely not. And I think we would have accomplished something if we can gain a significant portion of the vote for a true libertarian-oriented, liberty-oriented candidate to get on the map and to put the Libertarian Party on the map. That will help all of us in the long run.
Former Congressman Bob Barr preparing to run for president on the Libertarian ticket. Bob, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure entirely, Sean. Thank you.